أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو نزلنا عليك كتابا في قرطاس فلمسوه بأيديهم لقال الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين. وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه ملك ولو أنزلنا ملكا لقضي الأمر ثم لا ينظرون. صدق الله العظيم. In one narration, a person by the name of Abdullah bin Umayyah said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, it was the early part of the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why do you not ascend, go up to the sky, and then from there bring some kind of a scripture in which it testifies that you are the Nabi of Allah, and then you come down and you present it to me. But if you do all of that, then also I will not accept Iman, I will not accept your creed, your religion. And in this way, he spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a way that was not befitting of anyone to speak to a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's Power, Allah's Might, Allah's Rahmat is something else. The same Abdullah ibn Umayyah became a Muslim in the later years of Islam, and then he became Shaheed also. He passed away as a Shaheed, as a martyr during the Battle of Ta'if. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him despite the fact that he was so aggressive against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we find in another narration, Nadhr bin Harith, and also in this narration, the name of Abdullah bin Umayyah also comes, and a group of others came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that why do you not beseech and tell Allah, if you are his Nabi, that he sends down with four angels, a scroll, a scripture, a message that is written in a page, and that is brought to us, and then we will be able to consider whether we accept Iman or Islam. So these two verses, verse 7, 8, and the verses after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these matters that they had made certain requests to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very unbecoming manner. But the truth and the matter is this, like we discussed in the previous verses, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent signs, Allah ta'ala had sent miracles, so why are they asking for more? وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا. If we send down a written scripture, fi قِرْطَاسٍ, on a page, on a piece of paper, in other words, not something that is very long, not something that is detailed, that they'll have difficulty to understand, a very simple message that is written on a page, فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِهِمْ. Now when wahi comes down, normally it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it comes into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's a matter of Iman, we will accept it, because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said it. But here Allah ta'ala is saying not just the paper, not just what they would read, فَلَمَسُوهُ, they will touch that paper, they will hold the paper. In other words, there will be absolutely no doubt that this has been a written scroll, a written scripture from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Then certainly those who disbelieve would say that this is a sihr, this is sorcery, it is jadu, it is black magic, which is very apparent. In other words, there is no doubt about this magician, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the magic that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there was an ongoing insolence amongst the Quraysh. There was always this arrogance that they would make the demand, and after making the demand, if it would happen also, they would still not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ. Then they would say that why was an angel not revealed upon him, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, this is a very strange remark that they made, that they knew and they heard always that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come down and he would give this wahi, deliver this wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the truth and the matter was that they were making these demands on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam not because of the thirst of accepting Allah, looking and searching for the truth. It was just a mockery that they were making of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was motivated by none other than their arrogance. وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ. And if we had to reveal an angel, one single angel, and then if they had not brought iman, this is the system in the previous surah, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, we spoke about and we heard the ayat where the disciples and the Christians had asked Isa alayhi salatu wasalam for the miracle of the table spread. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the same thing. This is the system of Allah. Allah ta'ala will continue, and Allah ta'ala continued sending down miracles in the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. As when Allah ta'ala deemed necessary, Allah ta'ala had done so. But when they had asked for it, and then they didn't accept it, لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, then the matter had terminated, the matter had been soon settled. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his retribution. ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ, then they will be given no respite whatsoever. Another way of understanding this verse is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down an angel, Allah ta'ala either is going, Allah ta'ala will send that angel in his natural form. And when the angel comes down in its natural form, insan will not be able to perceive, will be able to see, will never be able to take that vision of an angel because of the nur of that angel, and that also will cause the death of human beings. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.